The nomination deadline to serve on Nashville's new Community Oversight Board is less than 2 weeks away. The group will examine allegations of police misconduct. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that just a handful of people have come forward so far, but that numerous community groups plan to submit more names.
Even a staunch opponent of the board, the Fraternal Order of Police, is now interested in putting someone on. Current law enforcement aren't allowed, but FOP President James Smallwood has ideas of who can represent their views.
Former law enforcement, people that understand the law, so those would be attorneys, people that are exposed or have been exposed to the way that officers are trained.
Then there are groups like You Have the Power, which helps victims of crime. They didn't take a side during the oversight referendum, but Director Kathy Gurley now has a candidate in mind. She won't say who, but envisions a good fit.
She's the kind of level-headed person you want. She's not going to just make snap decisions.
Some individuals have also put their names in, ranging from an IT worker to a lawyer to a former East Nashville bookstore owner. On top of all those will be nominees from the groups that fought to create the board. Potentially dozens of names will need review by the Metro Council, which must vote in an 11-person panel. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.